Two Albany Common councilors are calling on SUNY Polytechnic Institute's nonprofit development arm to honor what they say was an agreement to pay the city $1 million. 10th Ward Councilor Owusu Anane and 12th Ward Councilor Michael O'Brien are demanding payment of a past due $1 million in lieu of taxes under a 2015 agreement.
Based on Fuller Road's management use of city and emergency services, as the city negotiation with several large nonprofits, Fuller Road Management promised to contribute $500,000 annually to Albany's annual budget, beginning from 2015 to 2017, which would have made a total of $1.5 million. So far, Albany has received $500,000 with the remaining $1 million outstanding. Last week, the Times Union reported that Fuller Road Management Corporation, which owns most of the buildings on SUNY Poly Institute's Albany campus, had a larger-than-expected surplus of $3.7 million.
Anane adds that while billions of dollars of activity goes on at the nonprofit SUNY Polytechnic campus, its tax-exempt status hurts Albany.
Economic development activities on Fuller Road Management properties, land, is upwards of $900 million. And also, it should be noted that other tax-exempt entities, such as Albany County's Times Union and the Port of Albany, they all pay taxes on various private commercial entities.
Fuller Road Management did not return requests for comment. John Caney is the executive director of Reinvent Albany, which advocates for open government and other reforms. He says forget the low pilot. He thinks Fuller Road Management should be paying full value.
Otherwise, it amounts to the people of Albany, the city of Albany, the Albany County taxpayers subsidizing Fuller Road, which is a quasi-public authority that's already received, again, billions and billions of dollars to build these very, very expensive high-tech factories. And so that's just flat out wrong, because Albany should be the main beneficiary and Albany taxpayers, local taxpayers, the main beneficiary, not the ones footing the bill for subsidized high-tech corporations.
Caney says changing the current model is up to a higher power.
It would take action by the governor and the state legislature to instruct Fuller Road, which is controlled by Empire State Development and is functionally is part of state government. So they would have to be told to start paying their fair share of property taxes.
Although he would like to see the city get paid, Anane says Fuller Road Management doesn't have to write the city a blank check.
Maybe they get us a fire truck. Maybe they help pave a street. Maybe they help pave a road. So essentially, we're just calling out Fuller Road Management to honor their commitment that they made to the city of Albany. Currently in the city of Albany, 64% of the properties are tax exempt. And most of those properties are state-owned properties. And the burden is on most of the homeowners that exist. 44% of the city residents are paying for 100% of the services that the city of Albany provides.
The mayor's office did not return a request for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.